Welcome to another episode of Train Hot Dog, the podcast where I talk to myself on a train. Today we are going to be trying to figure out, when you say XOXO to mean hugs and kisses, which one is the hug and which one is the kiss. But first, rider mail. We have a rider mail from someone. 321 area code. Oh, it's the Space Coast. That's cool. Okay, I probably watched some of the space shuttles launch. So this writer says, if you were from the Space Coast, you got a text with a back DFI wondered, why do people focus on backups flying? When at your location, that's Echo is so much cooler and then flying your job, looking forward to the next one. Well, I actually kind of am from the Space Coast. Like, I lived there for several years of my life. And up until, like, my grandma died and the house got sold, that's sort of like the house that I consider to be most home-like, because it's the house I spent the most number of years in, and where family always was. So I guess I am qualified to answer this question. Why do people focus on backups flying? You know, I said I was qualified to answer the question, but I don't actually know the answer to that. Like, I thought people just like stationary backups. I mean, maybe, like, since they're flying, they're harder to, harder for attacks if people are trying to destroy the backups. And echolocation is so much cooler than flying. I mean, it is a cool ability. Like, I think it would be a cool thing. There's a game called Perception that's on Kickstarter right now, survival horror, where you play a blind person. I think there's echolocation in that game, but it's just a game mechanic. It's not something that the player actually has to learn. It's just like a button. All right, I hope that answers your question. And if you'd like to send a rider mail to Train Hot Dog, call 469-BEARDS-4. That's, I was going to say the numbers, but I actually have no idea what those numbers are. It's 469-BEARDS-4. So, with that, let's get right into it. X's and O's. XOXO. XOXO, mobile-friendly collections of hip urban wear. I'm laying on their back. Here's some pictures of beautiful people. I could become a VIP. I definitely want to do that. I'm going to enter my email address right there. jim@mailinator.com. You're in. Oh man, I am a VIP. That's really cool. I'm in the VIP list now. I could join. Now they want me to join the A list, which is apparently different. All right, I'm doing it. There's an emoticon that's, I didn't mean to say, mail, ilinator.com. You're in. I mean, that one too. That's kind of cool. Okay, there's no FAQ here. There's no FAQ here, but maybe like in the privacy policy, there's something about what the X's and O's mean. Our commitment to privacy, Global Brand Holdings, LLC. Wait, Privacy Global Brand Holdings? That's a terrible name for a company. Subsidiaries and affiliates and our brands, which include but are not limited to XOXO, value our customers and respect your privacy. Well, that's good to know. I'm glad to hear that. Terms of use. Please review the following basic rules that govern your use of our site, the agreement. Please note that your use of our site constitutes your agreement to follow and be bound by these terms. Yeah, why do people do this? Wow, we could join the A-list again. Okay, maybe they mailed me information about what the X's and O's mean. I wonder if there's a Mailinator app. That would save a lot of time. Check an inbox. Okay, Jim. Jim at checking it. Oh man, there's so much email. Oh, there's so much email. Oh, there's a bunch of emails from Chase saying recent suspicious activity on your online account. I wonder if those are actually from the Chase banker, if those are, I bet they're just phishing. Chase at secureserver.com, definitely phishing. Dear Chase customer, we have recently detected that different computer users attempted at gaining access to your online account, and multiple passwords were attempted with your user ID. It is necessary to reconfirm your account information and complete a profile update. You can do this by downloading the attached file. Yes, please. That's exactly what... All right. Be slim again. Do you owe tax debt to the IRS or state? Heyo, do you want to score? From flamepresident at jamirabooks.com. No time to exercise? Read these great tips. The end of obesity. Regrows thick hair in 4 steps. Here you can find some photos. Alert risk of child predators in your area. Oh man, these are like all the worst things that people want to hear about. Hello, Bun Buns. It's Ball. Best world traded. Okay, I'm not seeing anything about. I'm kind of frisky. I'm not seeing anything about XOXO. So apparently they don't actually care to provide that information, so we're going to have to look elsewhere. XOXO. Which is which? Oh, Hugs and Kisses. Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. Origins. The common custom of placing X's on envelopes, notes, and at the bottom of letters to mean kisses dates back to the Middle Ages. Okay, so there's one data point in favor of X's meaning kisses. When a Christian cross was drawn on documents or letters to mean sincerity, faith, and honesty, the kiss was then placed upon the cross by the signer as a display of their sworn oath. It was also used in early Christian history as much of a display of the same. Wait. It was also used in early Christian history as much of a display of the same. Okay, that sentence needs work. Since most of the common people could not read or write, the X was placed on documents, and the kiss placed upon it as a show of their sincerity. The chi-ro, often represented with the letter X, was also used as a holy symbol throughout Christian history as it represented the Greek word for Christ, and there's some Greek I can't read. This gave rise to the practice of using the letter X, which was then kissed, and the sacred tradition of displaying a sacred oath. Incidentally, the pronunciation of the letter X in Spanish, though generally transliterated as equis, does sound like a native Spanish speaker saying a kiss in English. That is a complete coincidence and does not belong in the second paragraph of a Wikipedia article. What is this chiro? The chiro is a symbol. It looks like a P overlapping an X. So two letters just kind of mashed up. The chiro is one of the earliest forms of the Christogram. Okay, how is that pronounced? Christogram. No, there's no IPA. How am I supposed to not know what IPA is and not be able to read it? I'm just going to say Christogram. And is used by some Christians. It is capital letters chi and rho of the Greek word for Christ in such a way to produce the monogram. Although not technically a Christian cross, the chi rho invokes the crucifixion as well as symbolizing his status. Okay, so that's not relevant. There appears to be speculation on the internet that the O is of North American descent. This is the first time I've ever seen Wikipedia talking about speculation on the internet, and like it hasn't been immediately removed as original research. That the O is of North American descent, when arriving in the United States, Jewish immigrants, most of whom's first language is Yiddish. I think it's most of whom's. If that's a word. Would use an O to sign documents, thus not using the sign of the cross, and shopkeepers would often use an O when signing documents in place of an X. See also signature and PS. Hugkiss.com. Where did the X and O come from? There's a link at the bottom. References. The first mention in literature of XXX for kisses at the bottom of the letter was in 1901, according to the Oxford English Dictionary. The X itself is very old. The custom goes back to the early Christian era, where a cross mark, or X, was the same as a sworn oath. The cross referred to the cross of the cavalry, and the first letter of the Greek word for Christ, Xristos. I'm sure that's not pronounced like that, but Oh, this is a Wayback Machine link. Thanks, archive.org. The custom goes back to the early Christian era when a crossmark... Oh, I've already read that paragraph. Even as little as 150 years ago, not many people could read or write. The X at the bottom of a document took the place of a signature. They would kiss the X as a crucifix or Bible was kissed to emphasize the importance of the mark. It was this practice that led to the X representing a kiss. There isn't much known about the beginnings of the O. It is a North American custom. The O represents the arms in a circle around another person. Arms in cross of you do not mean the X is a hug. Oh, they're very clear about this. Arms crossed in front of you do not mean the X is a hug. The O is the hug. They're very insistent on this guess of theirs. I could have developed from the game of tic-tac-toe, where one player uses the X and another the O, leading people to think that the O was the hug and the X is the kiss. I don't see how that follows at all. Why does the X stand for a kiss? TriviaLibrary.com. This is a tertiary source that includes information from one of the sources, but does not name them. Okay, that redirects to synonym.com, so that's not going to be useful. Mentalfloss.com, why does XOXO mean kisses and hugs? Whether you end a letter or email it, end a letter or email with it, or you recognize it from the end of each Gossip Girl episode, XOXO is commonly known to refer to the phrase kisses and hugs. But how do these two inconspicuous letters come to represent that well-known phrase? One possible explanation is that an X is a stylized representation of two mouths kissing, while the O represents two pairs of arms coming together to complete a hug. The emoticon-inspired account makes sense, but the true explanations are more likely rooted in... Okay, this is religious history. This is the same thing as that other article. Which makes sense because the other article cited this. Which is which in XOXO? Yahoo answers. Okay, now we're getting to the good stuff. Best answer, X kiss O hug. This is by Awkward Kid 7 years ago. Other answers, X is a kiss, O is a hug, and Wiki backs me up. Hugs were originally parentheses, like two arms embracing it, and it was easiest to use O for hugs. For the record, arms don't cross when you hug, they wrap around someone, so just forget the idea that hugs are anything but O. Oh, look at all the disagreement. Lol, I don't know for sure at all. Wendelore. I don't see any disagreement so far. Here we go. XOXO. X, kind of like the mouth. No, O, kind of like the mouth. X, like arms crossing. So there's the disagreement. That was 7 years ago. That was Tareel Girl Forever with hearts in there. That's apparently heart characters. Yeah. There's... Yahoo Answers has pretty, oh, here we go. It's not consensus. Here someone says, X equals hugs, O equals kisses. That's why when writing to family or friends that you aren't close, you write XX for hugs. I didn't do that as a kid. I didn't write to family or friends that weren't close, though, I guess, so that doesn't really say much. I'm more lost than ever now, XD, Bright Eyes says. Everyone says different things. Oh, well, I guess it's different for each person. That's a good way to look at it. Not everybody uses the same letters to represent the same ideas. Stack exchange, meaning XOXO means hugs and kisses, but why? Some say X is for hugs and O is for kisses, some might say the other way around, but why XO and why are they double? Simply, the X symbolizes the lips being in a kissing position, and the O is arms hugging seen from above. Imagine watching two people hugging see each other from above. You'd see two half circles crossing each other, so more or less an O. Yeah, that's not that definitive, unfortunately. Wiktionary. An abbreviation for hugs and kisses usually placed on at the end of a letter. Okay, here's a... See also OOO, an abbreviation for hugs, usually placed at the end of a letter, and text messaging often placed alongside XXX. The little boy put OOO at the end of his letter to grandma to let her know he loved her. That's why he said ooh. An abbreviation for out of office, a phrase used in professional context to indicate that someone is unavailable for work, usually because they are on vacation, or that they are hugging you. Who in the Urban Dictionary? Short for out of office. Okay, and then there's a bunch of sex-related related words. O. Abbreviation for out of office, commonly seen in a work environment. This does not belong in Urban Dictionary. OOO is a preferred abbreviation for openoffice.org, a free cross-platform and multilingual open-source office suite. The openoffice.org suite consists of a writer, a word processor, calc, a spreadsheet editor, Impress presentation software, Draw, vector graphics editor, Base database software, and Macro. It doesn't say what Macro is, so that's nice. It stands for out of order, usually used in toilet elevators. Wait, that's toilets, elevators, etc. That was intended to be a list, I just read it as toilet elevators. Pretty sensible to just combine those two ideas, though. Like, if you only have room for one extra room in your house, and it could be a toilet or an elevator, just put them both in there. When someone says something and you really have no idea or don't care what they're talking about, you respond with OOO. Example: Person A, my new calculator is version 113.1993.abcdf with a Hadiro Axlikamele. Like, whose idea of jargon is that? Person B, ooh. Oh, symbol to represent the person peeking up over a wall and on each side of their head grasping the wall. Example, are you around? Lowercase O, capital O, lowercase O. Yeah, that's kind of like, I can see that being peeking up over a wall. Wiktionary.org and see what it has to do, say with, oh, there's a .xxxtld. I guess that's not that surprising, actually. Internet a top-level domain intended for pornographic content, right? There's also xxxi for 31. Roman numeral for 30. xxx, an abbreviation for kisses, usually placed at the end of a letter. Often placed alongside OOO or in a text message. The example, the little boy put some XXX at the end of his letter to grandma to let her know he loved her. That's so sweet. That's exactly the sort of thing that I want from my grandchildren, when to know, let them know they love me. That's why I always let my grandchildren know exactly what kind of porn I like. See also XOXO. Alternative forms, XO or XOXOXO. It doesn't say anything about extending it indefinitely, but, like, presumably, if you add more X's and O's, it means even more hugs and kisses. Use of O is more recent, presumably created by analogy to tic-tac-toe. That's an interesting... Oh, okay, speculative theories on precise origins abound. There's a section in this Wiktionary page called EWE, and here it has definitions. Definition 1 for XOXO, under adjective it says one, old, and under adverb it says one, already. So that's good to know that those are definitions of XOXO. If you go to old, it's just the definition for old. That makes sense. And then here's a... under Mpudungun, under adjective, XOXO is the definition one convex. So apparently in Mpudungun, which I'm going to Google right now, XOXO means convex. Mpudungun. The Mpudungun alphabet is the language of the Mapuche of the modern South Central Chile and southwestern Argentina. Did not have a writing system when the Spanish arrived. There have been a number of proposals for orthographies or Mapungubwe alphabets, all of them using Latin script, but to this day, no consensus has been achieved between the authorities, the linguists, and Mapuche communities on which should be used. That's interesting. So apparently that's a XOXO is actually convex in that language. I think that's what they mean. So is what's the other one? What other languages in U? What language is U? That's going to be harder to look up because yeah, U, a female sheep. That's what I thought. Let's go to Wikipedia. U may refer to in geography the Isle of U. I'm sure that they didn't name that after a pun at all. St. U, village in Cornwall. In people, the U people, an ethnic group in the eastern part of Ghana, Benin, and Togo, the U language. Okay, that's it. There we go.
The language that sheep speak.
Spoken in southeastern Ghana and southern Togo by over 3 million people. To use XOXO to mean old. German Africanist Dietrich Hermann Westermann published many dictionaries and grammars of U and several other Gbe languages. Other linguists who have worked on U and closely related languages include Gilbert. Okay, here's some like names. Oral history tells of a migration of the Gbe people from. Okay, names. Names that I can't read. Tones. Oh, here we are anyway. Thank you for listening to this week's edition. Check out how I do the research into which means which in XOXO. There's no consensus. It's just unknown. No one can answer. And you can take statistical answers. Oh, here's a guy trying to get his bike out of the door.